Faith is hard. It's not easy to have faith sometimes. The people in the first reading were getting nervous because Moses had taken more than a little time coming down the mountain. He was with God. And their faith was beginning to waver. They didn't know what happened to him. Maybe something did happen that was not so great. They got anxious, and they needed something tangible. And so they built a calf. I don't think that this is so much a sin against finding another God to replace the Lord God as much as it is a lack of faith. They know that Moses has been for them the mediator between God and them. They've seen marvelous and wonderful signs, amazing signs, in their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. They've been guided and given a tremendous way of life. They have seen so many things, and yet they struggle to believe. On one level, in our human brokenness, it's easy to understand how that could happen. We live in a world where there is so much that is not miraculous. It's not of God. It's evil. Brokenness is all around us. The state, quite frankly, that each of us is born into, the state of sin. It doesn't take very long in our life for us to learn that life really isn't fair. Faith can be a very difficult thing. But the beauty is that even when we might turn away from God, when we might forget God, God never forgets us. God is always faithful because it is his very nature to be so. God is love. And so it's important for us to remember that in all we do, God will never abandon us. He will always remember us. He will love us for all eternity.